Hackers are after your business data. I can help. I am Vi, the virtual intelligence assistant at Virtual Armor.
Virtual Armor, partnered with Juniper Networks, provides cybersecurity services and end-to-end solutions to keep what's yours, yours. Defend yourself with managed firewall and managed SIM essential core services that are economical and efficient. Virtual Armor goes beyond just initial alerting to provide a thorough report on threats, vulnerabilities, and results.
Let me help protect you. Contact me at justaskvi. That's vi.com.
News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT and worldwide at radio.com. Time to head to the WBT hotline. Welcome back, the son or one of them of the president. Eric Trump is with us. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, Beau.
This rally, when we first heard that the rally was going to be in North Carolina earlier this week, I assumed that it'd be happening at the Charlotte airport, not the Gastonia Municipal Airport, which is not exactly the biggest place to land a plane. I know he didn't actually land there, but just doing it in the small town of Gastonia, a stone's throw away from where I am right now. Talk to me about what went into choosing Gastonia for the next big rally.
Well, listen, I mean, we've been all over North Carolina as a state. I think you know how important it is to me. You know, my wife Laura's from from Wrightsville Beach area, from Wilmington, Wrightsville Beach, and my daughter's actually named Carolina after after North Carolina. But it's an incredibly important state to me and our family. And I don't think there's going to be too many places in the state that we each haven't visited quite a few times. And so it was important for my father to be there. And you see the enthusiasm in the state. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. It's unbelievable. The enthusiasm in North Carolina is absolutely unbelievable. The amount of signs, the amount of love everywhere we go, the turnout. You know, you see these boat parades and you see I could go on and on, but I can tell you the support has never been better than it is right now.
So, Eric, we know he's still coming off of being COVID positive a few weeks ago, and his schedule is back in, I guess, regular mode now, and he's going all over the place. Joe Biden off the campaign trail the last few days to get ready for the debate. So was the Gastonia rally last night the last official thing before your father gets ready to debate tonight? What's the prep process look like today?
Yeah, well, listen, he's gonna be prepping, and he's gonna go out there, and he also speaks from the heart. I mean, he's unconventional, and he goes out and he speaks from the heart. I mean, Biden literally came out at his press people came out at 8 o'clock in the morning on Monday morning and said, the vice president has put a lid on it, and they go, okay, today he puts a lid on it a lot of days, but okay, so he put a lid on it today. No, for the entire week. I mean, Biden literally hasn't left his house at all this week, and you look at my father's work ethic. I mean, my father will call me at 5 o'clock in the morning, and he'll call me at 11 o'clock at night. I mean, the guy's unbelievable, and you see him. He's doing rallies every single day. And we did, as a family, we did 55 campaign stops in 48 hours. And that's between myself and Laura and Don and Ivanka and the vice president, my father, 55 campaign stops literally all over the country. And again, Bo, it's the enthusiasm out there. I mean, our average crowds are 1,000 people. I mean, it's unbelievable. And, people are bringing their kids dressed up in babies for Trump gear. And, people love America. They love red, white, and blue. They're sick and tired of people kneeling for the national anthem. They're sick and tired of people, disgracing law enforcement and attacking cops and throwing bricks at, the heads of our incredible men and women in blue. And people are tired of it. I mean, people are tired of it, and I think that's why you see the enthusiasm.
Well, I've long said about your father that he never really got off the campaign trail. As far as putting a lid on things, he's kind of been in campaign mode ever since he came down the escalator back in 2015. He likes to be out there. I can tell he likes to be out there, and that's kind of where he seems like he's most at home.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, listen, I see him a lot at the at the White House, but that's not that's not his style. I mean, obviously you need to work out of there, but my father's. The people of this country, he created, this isn't politics, it's he created a movement. He created a movement of people whose voices had been diminished, weren't being listened to, were being ignored by career politicians. I mean, you have Biden and Harris and these, these radical leftists who literally called states like North Carolina flyover states, right? I mean, that's what they called them. I think it's the most demeaning term in the world. They call them flyover states. And if you weren't L.A. and you weren't Washington, D.C. or New York City, you were a quote-unquote flyover state, and they would never show up. I mean, Biden hadn't showed up to Arizona in 3 years. He had literally not been in the state. And you're right. Every chance my father gets to actually get out into kind of the, into the public and speak to people and get up there on stage and feel the love. I mean, he he loves it. It puts a smile on his face. It gives him just an incredible energy, and he just glows whenever he's in front of people. He glows, and it's what he likes to do, not be cooped up in an office and right off of Pennsylvania Avenue, being surrounded by career politicians. That's not his style.
So tonight, here we are. It was supposed to be the third debate. We know the story by now. It's the second and final debate, the last head-to-head matchup between the two before Election Day. What should we expect in Tennessee tonight?
Probably unfair treatment, and I hate to say that. I wish that we had a partial system, but you've looked at the last couple of debates, and you've looked at the town halls, right? I mean, it's just unbelievable. America sees it. I mean, America sees the way he's treated by the media. I'm kind of disgusted almost by the topics. I mean, it was supposed to be a debate on foreign policy until all these new revelations came out about Hunter, and then the debate commission decided to change topics last minute. So now they want to talk about COVID and environmental policy as opposed to talk about foreign policy and taxes and the Supreme Court and the U.S. military and all the things that matter tremendously to the people of this country. And so once again, the debate commission watered down the topics, and it's a pretty pretty incredible thing. I think you'll find that many of the topics that they picked out are topics that people literally that don't influence anybody's lives. And again, it should have been about foreign policy. Should have been how China was ripping off America under Obama and Biden, how Mexico was taking all our jobs, and how NATO was ripping us off. And my father put an end to that. But instead, they're going to talk about COVID once again. That's one of the topics of the debate. I mean, it's actually baffling, but they did that to throw Biden a lifeline, given the new revelations about Hunter being paid millions of dollars by Russia and China, and now Kazakhstan came out yesterday, and obviously the emails came out about $10 million for the big guy.
Eric, what are the odds, or tonight, if he's not directly asked about Hunter Biden, does your father intend to bring it up some way, one way or the other?
I almost think there'd be a revolt in this country if Joe Biden wasn't asked tonight about what his son was doing and what he was doing and did Obama know and everything else. I mean, this is the biggest story in the world now. Certain channels aren't even covering it. ABC News literally hasn't covered it, but it's the biggest story in the world. I mean, could you imagine if I had an email with somebody saying, with somebody in Russia saying $10 million for the big guy, save me $10 million for the big guy. I mean, give me a break. People see through. And then he has an email to the sister saying, unlike what dad makes me do, I'm not going to make you pay half of my salary to him. I mean, this is absolute corruption, and they better ask about it. And I'm sure if they don't ask about it, I'm sure it'll come up. The last debate, Biden was looking down at a piece of paper. There are 7 points that we need to consider when it comes to this. And he's literally looking down at a piece of paper, reading them off. And, that's not my father. That's not who my father's ever been. He's never been the teleprompter type guy. He's always spoken from the heart, and it's always worked out incredibly well for him. So he prepares by actually doing the job, and he's done a phenomenal job. And as a son, I've never been more proud of a guy. And, again, he's created the greatest economy, the greatest military. He's saved religious liberty in this country. He saved the Second Amendment. He's really exposed the swamp for who they are. I think that might go down as one of his greatest accomplishments. He's brought manufacturing back to this country, and I think he's been the greatest cheerleader for America. I think he's the greatest cheerleader America has ever had, and we've never needed a fighter so much as we do right now. And I thank God every day that he's in office versus, again, somebody who's been part of the problem for the last almost 5 decades.
Eric Trump, I know your family very busy right now. I appreciate you making a few minutes for me here on WBT. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bill. Great to be on.
Shopping for insurance can be time-consuming. That's why when it comes to your auto and home insurance needs, make things simple and trust the experts at Allstate. They help you get the coverage that fits your needs while helping you bundle your auto and home. Bundling saves you money and time, so you can enjoy the things that matter most. Contact Litchfield Allstate agent Aaron Archibe today for a free personalized insurance proposal. Are you in good hands? Not available in every state. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company, and affiliates.